Welcome to the Wisdom Journey with Stephen Davey. I'm glad you've joined us. This is lesson 78 in our journey through the Bible. We're in Deuteronomy today for a lesson called Testifying to the Next Generation.
Many years ago, Continental Flight 3407 and Air France Flight 447, both flights ended in fatal crashes. One crashed near Buffalo, New York, and the other one somewhere out over the Atlantic Ocean. Some have argued that in each case, the ultimate cause of the disaster was what they referred to as skill fade. In other words, over time, the pilots had begun to rely too heavily on flying by autopilot. Well, let me tell you, Moses is determined not to allow Israel to fly by autopilot as they enter the promised land. He wants them to be alert, focused, as it were, at the wheel, relying, however, entirely on the Lord. Now, today we're in Deuteronomy chapter 5, where Moses says to the nation here in verse 1, "Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the rules that I speak in your hearing today, and you shall learn them and be careful to do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us. Not with our fathers did the Lord make this covenant, but with us, who are all of us here alive today." See, this new generation needs to understand that the covenant is theirs to cherish and protect. And beginning here in verse 6, Moses reiterates the heart of this covenant, the Ten Commandments. Now, we already studied the Ten Commandments back in the book of Exodus, but Moses is reminding the nation of these commandments here because they're central to how they relate to God and to one another. They're about to enter the promised land. They need to remember that the Lord who brought them out of Egypt is the only true God. They need to remember what God requires of them in relation to one another, honoring their parents, avoiding murder, adultery, theft, false witness, and covetousness. Moses also reminds the people that when their fathers first heard God speak these words at Mount Sinai, they were overcome with fear. They became intensely aware of God's holiness and their sinfulness. In fact, here in verse 25, Moses recalls their words, "If we hear the voice of the Lord our God anymore, we shall die." And with that, they asked Moses to be their mediator and relay God's words to them. This request for a mediator between God and sinners, of course, is going to set the stage for the coming of the perfect and final mediator, Jesus Christ himself. Well, listen to God's heart here in verse 29 as he responds to Israel's promise to obey him. "Oh, that they had such a mind as this always, to fear me, to keep all my commandments, that it might go well with them and with their descendants forever." You can almost hear the heartbreak in the Lord's voice. He knows that ultimately they will fail to obey him. The Mosaic covenant established at Mount Sinai makes it clear that Israel's blessing in the promised land was conditioned on their obedience to the law. In fact, Moses says here in verse 32, "Be careful, therefore, to do as the Lord your God has commanded you." And he's quick to add the reason why here in verse 33, "that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land." Now, beginning here in verse 4 of chapter 6, you have one of the most important passages to the Jewish people. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." The Lord is one. That means the Lord is the only one. He is the only true and living God. Now, Moses tells Israel to pass down the truths of this unique, one and only God to each new generation. "You shall teach them diligently to your children," he says here in verse 7 of chapter 6. Israel's well-being, their future, depends on every generation being taught to live by the truths of this covenant. Now, in the rest of chapter 6, and as well as in chapters 7 and 8, Moses is going to lay out for Israel a list of primary laws that every Israelite generation must embrace. These are what we could call representative laws, and they're going to be laid out in four different sections or groupings. The first group of laws is found in verses 10 through 19 of chapter 6. He says here in verse 10, "When the Lord your God brings you into the land, then," verse 12, "take care lest you forget the Lord." Verse 14 goes on to say, "You shall not go after other gods." In other words, when you get into the promised land and you're surrounded by all these pagan cultures, don't follow them. Don't go after them. Serve and worship the only true God who brought you into the land. Now, the second section begins here in chapter 6, verses 20 through 25, and it has to do with how to respond to the younger generation whenever they ask, what is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules that the Lord our God has commanded you? Simply put, why are we following all these laws? Why is all this so important? Well, what's the answer? Verse 24 spells it out. "The Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as we are this day. And it will be righteousness for us if we're careful to do all this commandment." In other words, this is righteousness. This is how you get right with God. That's what the word means. This is how you stay right with God. You follow the word of God. Now, the third group or grouping of laws covers all of Deuteronomy chapter 7, and we read here in the very first two verses, "When the Lord your God brings you into the land and clears away many nations before you, then you must devote them to complete destruction." Why? Verse 6 tells us, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God." Now, I want to deal with this in more detail when we get to the book of Joshua, but for now, let me tell you that individuals among these nations could certainly repent and follow God, and some will, but the nations on the whole stood in wicked defiance of God, and if they're allowed to remain in the land, they're going to corrupt Israel with their pagan religions. Remember, these religions are tantamount to demon worship. They included child sacrifice. They included unspeakable immorality. Israel is acting as the judge and jury in the hand of a holy God who's warned these nations, by the way, for centuries, and yet they are still choosing to defy him. Judgment Day is going to come. Now, we come to the fourth section of laws here over in chapter 8, and I want to pick it up at verse 11. "Take care, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God. Beware, lest you say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth.'" Here's a warning. Don't take the credit for blessings that come only from the Lord. So this is how you keep from putting your life on autopilot and ending up in a crash. Well, first of all, when the Lord commands you to obey him, make sure you don't drag your feet. Secondly, when you're asked if it's worth serving the Lord, well, make sure you respond with the news of how God has been graciously at work in your life. Finally, when you experience the Lord's blessings, make sure you guard your heart against taking credit for any of it at all. So let's stay alert, obeying him. Let's pass on the truth about him, and let's give him praise for everything he does. And this younger generation here and our younger generation will get it. They will hear it from us. By God's grace, they will join us in bringing glory to God. Well, until next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was a lesson, Stephen, entitled Testifying to the Next Generation, here on The Wisdom Journey. The Wisdom Journey is recorded on video as Stephen teaches these daily lessons. If you want to follow the video version of this journey, there are two ways to do it. They are posted on our website, wisdomonline.org, and they're on the Wisdom International YouTube page. Follow the link in the show notes.